今天我们《一贯的系列啊，进入到第11章结尾了。
We are doing in this series of sermons on the book of Acts, we are finishing up chapter 11.
这一段经文当中，我们看到这个门徒第一次被称为基督徒，就是在这里。
This is a chapter that marks the first calling of believers as Christians.
那这些新的人在被称作基督徒之前，他们叫什么呢？
What were those people called before they were labeled Christians?
最常用的名字就叫门徒。
The most commonly used name for those people was the word
也被称作
disciple,
信徒。
And all believers.
也被人称作说这些人是跟过耶稣的人。
Are those who have been followers of the way.
后来也有人称说啊，这些人是拿撒勒教派的人。
Or later on, they were called they were the followers of the Nazarene.
但从这段的经文告诉我们哈，在安提阿这个地方，门徒被开始称作小基督啊，就是基督徒的意思。
But today we are going through this section of the chapter where they were first called little Christs. That happened in the city of Antioch.
为什么在当初这一批安提阿的信徒如此的不同，会被人称作基督徒、小基督呢
？Given the diversity of the kind of believers we have in that city, why did they get labeled as little Christs?
这一群的门徒到底有什么不同呢
？What are the characteristics that set them apart?
安提阿城又有什么特别之处？被神所拣选，哈，让这里的教会如此的影响力，哈，影响到这个城市，影响到社区，以至于基督徒这个称号是从这里开始的。
And in a similar vein, what was so unique about that particular city that the cities became a place where Christians were labeled Christians, little Christ?
一个被神所大大使用的基督徒。和一个被神所大大赐福和使用的教会，到底是什么样的呢
？What would be a normal Christian be, or a church be, that was put to great use and greatly blessed by the Lord？
这是我们今天要在这一段经文当中来思考。
And this is what we are going to dwell on as we delve into this segment of。
第一所教会是在耶路撒冷开始的。
The first church started in the city of Jerusalem.
这也是《使徒行传》前12章的经文所比较集中记载的发生的事情的地方。
That marks the focus for the first 12 chapters of the book of Acts.
但从11章的结尾到13章开始我们发觉教会的中心开始转移了转移到北边的安提阿。
There is a significant movement vis-à-vis the center of Christianity moving from the end of chapter 11 to the beginning of 13, that is from Jerusalem toward Antioch.
上周我们给大家简单介绍安提阿这个城市的特点，它是罗马帝国的第三大城。
We gave a little bit of in way of introduction last week. We were saying that the city of Antioch was among the third biggest, largest city within the Roman Empire.
第一大城罗马是他们的政治权力的中心。
The first city, of course, is the city of Rome, which is the center of political power and authority.
第二大城市是非洲北边的这个亚历山大城，是他们的文化中心。
The second city is the city of Alexandria in North Africa, which is the center of finance and economics and economic power.
当时亚历山大很有名的就是他们建起世界上最大的图书馆。
And what was Alexander known the most at the time was his famous library.
而且就在这个时期，他们建起了世界上最大的图书馆，他们就说。这么大的图书馆怎么可能没有一本希腊文的圣经呢
And it was at that time they were asking themselves, with this great and famous library that we have, how could a Bible be missing from our collection?
所以他们就邀请了70个犹太人当中很有学问的这些的学者，把希腊文的希伯来文圣经翻译成希腊文，这就后来很有名的哈，七十是一本的圣经。
As a result, they invited 70 famous Jewish scholars for the translation of the Bible from the original Hebrew into Greek. And as a result, we have what is known as Septuagint.
同时你知道这时候还有一个很有名的城市叫希腊，希腊出哲学家，出这些学者的很有名的城市。
And at the same time, in this time period, there was another city that you know that is in Greece.
那安提阿的特点是什么呢？是它的商业啊，因为它处于这个欧洲、亚洲、非洲的这种交汇的地方哈，商业非常的发达，非常的有钱，随之而来的就是多神的崇拜和这种的社会风气的堕落，这是安提阿的特点。
So what about the city of Antioch then? Antioch marked the center of commerce, finance and commerce. And it is also the center, as it, of the world at that time.
你看，在那个时期，这么多有名的城市当中，神偏偏选中了这个堕落之城安提阿，成了后来啊这个宣教的中心，福音传播的中心。
And as for Antioch, it's also a city of sin and decadence, and houses a multitude of religions and beliefs. It was a city known for its polytheism. Why did God choose such an evil city?
神偏偏选中这样一个充满罪恶，充满多神崇拜，哈。 各种的混杂哈，人很注重享受娱乐的这样一个地方，成为一个祝福万国万邦的一个传福音的宣教中心，这不是很奇妙？Look
at the wonder of the work of the hand of God. He picked the city among all of the cities which was known for its evil practices and polytheistic faith. God picked this city as the center for the advancement of the gospel.
而且不光是在第一世纪啊，接下来好几百年的时间，神在这个城市，在安提阿教会里面兴起了好多的圣徒，啊，成为有名的神学家，不光是影响这个城市，而且影响了整个世界范围内的教会。And
this is not even so in terms of selection and establishing of many saints and theologians in the first century of Christianity. In the centuries following, God continued to use the city for its purposes.
所以我们自然就会问了哈，这个城市的教会到底有什么特点？他们这一批基督徒到底做得好在哪里，能够蒙神这么大的赐福？
And our natural inquisitiveness will lead to the next question. Why choosing this particular city as the center?
在这里开创教会的人是从耶路撒冷，直到这个腓尼基，然后去居比路，一路逃难来到安提阿。无名的传道人在这里建立的教会。And
this is the journey for those founding members of the church. They traveled starting from Phoenicia through Cyprus and all the way to the city of Antioch.
他们刚到安提阿的时候，只向犹太人传福音。
Upon their first arrival, they only preached to the Jews this gospel.
然后有一批的门徒兴起，说是从古利奈和居比利出来的，这两个地方出来的门徒开始向外邦人传福音。
Then the Lord rose up a group of people, mostly from those places, Cyrene and Cyprus.
当他们开始
做
这件事情的时候呢，圣经就马上加了一句话说，主就与他们同在，信而归主的人就许多人。
As soon as we see that statement recorded in the scripture, the next sentence is that the Lord was with them and adding to them the number of the saved.
所以在安提阿的教会哈是犹太人和外邦人混合的教会，而且应该是以外邦人为主的啊。后面加添的人数多半是讲希腊文的这种外邦人的信徒进来。
So what we have in terms of the constitution of the church, we had this mix. Most of the members of the church were Gentile believers. And as to the number that God kept adding up to this congregation, most of them were Gentile believers steeped in the culture of the Greeks.
在他们的身上，我们看到这几个特点啊。第一个是他们没有被这个逼迫所吓倒。
And those are what we have as to the characteristics of Christians at Antioch.
逃难当中啊，被逼迫当中啊，他们没有忘记为耶稣基督做见证。
They did not get intimidated by the persecution they were faced with, and they continued testifying as to Jesus our Lord.
第二个，我们看到他们出污泥而不染，在这样一个罪恶败坏的这个安提阿城里面，他们没有被这个文化所同化，反倒能够在这种罪恶的文化当中，为圣洁的主耶稣基督来做见证。
And the second characteristic was they remained holy, not tainted by their living environment, and they continued on testifying, bearing testimony to our Lord Jesus.
他们也没有被这种包容的文化，条条大路通罗马，你信你的，我信我的哈。他们坚持去传扬耶稣基督是唯一的道路啊，传扬这样的福音。
And they certainly did not buy in into this cultural inclusiveness, and particularly for the Greek, Grecian culture, that houses many different beliefs.
第四个，他们很积极哈，没有等待，没有等待耶路撒冷的批准，没有等待他们这个使徒的这个允许，他们就能够很主动的向每一个遇到的人，不光是犹太人，也包括外邦人去。
Fourthly, they were very proactive. They did not wait upon the orders or command coming from Jerusalem, those big disciples and apostles, as to go ahead and preach the gospel. They took it upon themselves to do the gospel.
他们也没被这个教会的传统啊，因为他们以前习惯了哈，向同文化的犹太人传福音，他们可以主动的去向外邦的信徒人去传福音哈，他们能够突破教会的这个传统。
And they were, of course, as believers, not shackled by tradition, by the bondage of the church tradition. They took it upon themselves to initiate the preaching of the gospel to Gentile people.
然而，他们最大的特点是出于他们对基督的那种的。
But the great characteristic of this group of Christians was their great love that they had for Jesus Christ.
他们不在乎他们自身的处境哈，他们被逼迫要逃难。
They didn't care as much about where they were. They were sort of being chased, and they fell under persecution. They didn't care about that.
他们也不担心别人对他们的眼光，因
为 they didn't worry about how they were being viewed in the eyes of the public.
嘲笑他们，抵挡他们，拒绝他们，他们不在乎。他们能够这样持续的去传福音，是因为他们明白耶稣基督如何爱了他们。
Mockeries, resistance, persecutions, they didn't care because they knew.
为这样一个为我们钉十字架、爱我们以至于死的这位救主，去做什么事情可以说是过分的？没有。
What is it that we can say that this is beyond our call of duty? If we preach about the crucifixion of our Lord, who died for us,
当他们深深的明白心里面装着救主的这份爱的话，他们就无法阻挡，无可阻挡。他们也用这样的一种的疯狂的爱去爱着主，爱着这些世上的灵魂。
Look at it this way, that the love for Christ became irresistible as they went out to preach the gospel because they tasted the goodness.
在看这个教会的成长过程中，我们看到他们有四波的成长。
As we look at the growth of Christianity, can look at four waves of its growth in Antioch.
第一波就是这些无名的传道人门徒们被主的爱所激励，在安提阿城里面主动的大胆的去传福音。
The first wave of the gospel preaching was brought about by this group of nameless Christians in the city of Antioch as they started preaching the gospel to people around them.
这是十九节的二十一节啊，那些因斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和居比路并安提阿，他们不向别人传道，只向犹太人传讲。
And that we have as evidenced by Acts 11:19. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch.Spreading the word only among the Jews.
但内中有居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed.Turn to the Lord.
主与他们同在，为什么他们还会受逼迫呢？
How come the persecution if the Lord was with them, the Lord's hand was with them?
主与他们同在，他们还为什么要从一个城逃到另外一个城，居无定所？
If that was true, the presence of God with them, why did they have to run from city to city?
所以我们很清楚地看到，主与我们同在是说他们在艰难当中依然有这样的信心，依然有这样的爱，能够为主去做见证。
Well, rather we see the presence of the Lord with us in the midst of difficulties as they went about preaching the gospel.
主的同在不是说他们保守他们一路一帆风顺哈，无病无灾哈。主的同在是表现在他们在艰难当中，他们依然有这样的生命的见证。
The presence of the Lord with them is noted in particular not in the absence of difficulties. We didn't have a smooth sail, so to speak, but in the midst of difficulties, he was with them.
因为他们所相信的，他们所传扬的那位救主就是一个居无定所的，是一个连枕头的地方都没有的一位救主。
Look at the Lord that they trusted and believed in. That was the Lord for whom there was nowhere to lay his head. That is the one they were following and preaching about.
因为他们所相信的，他们所传扬的这位耶稣基督所开辟的那条道路不是在地上的，是通天的一条道路。
And the way that their believer, their Savior, that they believed in,the way was not the way of the earth, but the way of the kingdom of heaven.
这些人无论走到哪城哪乡，他们知道这些地方都不是我们永远的家乡，因为我们永远的家乡是在那里。
So their eternal home was not in the city from this city to that city as they traveled preaching the gospel. Their eternal home was in the kingdom of God.
这是这一批人在人眼中看起来让人觉得稀奇的。不同的很特殊的一批人
，That made them, made people around them, marvel and amazed at those people.
他们行走在地上，原来他们带着一个天上的盼望，他们好像不是这个地上国家任何一个国家的人。
They travel, they live their lives, live out their lives on earth as if they didn't belong to any country.
而是一个天上的国派下来的一批的使者，一批的大使，在地上为天上的事情在做见证。
Rather, they became, in the eyes of the public, ambassadors, messengers from the kingdom of heaven who got sent down to earth to give the message.
这个稀奇的事情还不仅在这里啊，稀奇是在于说，他们这样去传，这样去讲，这样去生活的时候，还有人相信的。
Oh, the amazement does not remain here, it goes beyond, because given this crowd, given this message, there were even more believers.
他们不是用地上的成功、地上的富足、地上的大房子来吸引人。
They do not try to draw the crowds to them with their wealth and health and big houses and big powers that they have on earth.
而是在贫穷、逼迫、居无定所当中带给人属天的盼望。
Rather, in that sense of homelessness as they travel, as in their poverty, as to their persecution, in the midst of all those, they gave a testimony as to their home above.
这样死在十字架上的耶稣基督，死而复活的这个福音的信息。 能够让人相信，能够吸引人，这里讲，因为主与他们同在。
Making it possible to preach a message that was about the death and resurrection of our Lord, and that was the message being preached and accepted.
这没有其他的解释啊。我们当我们衷心的去为耶稣基督的死而复活，为一个属天的永生的救赎来做见证的时候，上帝就会祝福。 圣灵就会开启人心，也让人看到跟我们同样看到的那属天的盼望。
There was no other explanation as we go about doing the preaching this way. God was with us, bringing down the blessings from the kingdom of God.
所以安提阿教会的建立就是由于这一批满有信心主同在的门徒。 虽然他们的名字没有记载在这里，当他们忠心去传讲的时候，就有人相信，安提阿的教会就建立和不断的成长起来。
That explained the founding of the church in Antioch by this group of nameless Christians, because God was with them.
那第二波的成长，我们看，因为巴拿巴这个人啊。
The second wave of growth. We owe to this person, Barnabas.
因为巴拿巴从耶路撒冷来到安提阿之后，使用充分使用他的这个恩赐啊，他有劝慰人、鼓励人、安慰人。他被称为巴拿巴，就是劝慰子的意思哈。因着他的到来，带给安提阿教会的进一步的成长。
Barnabas brought about the continuous growth of the church in Antioch. Look at him. This is the person coming from Jerusalem. He was known as a person of encouragement, of power, of hoping rather. So he was, his name, Barnabas, has the meaning of son of encouragement.
这风声传到耶路撒冷啊，人会教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。And
this is what we have from the scripture. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch.
为什么耶路撒冷教会要专门选派巴拿巴出去呢？
Why this particular selection and sending of Barnabas from the church in Jerusalem?
巴拿巴就是居比路人。
Because he came from Cyrene.
他跟这个很多在安提阿的这些的居比利多信徒，从外地来的信徒哈，他们文化上有这个相近之处。There
was some measure of commonality in terms of culture since he came from Cyprus.
而且巴拿巴在耶路撒冷教会非常受人尊重。And
also, Barnabas commanded a high reputation among the church in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷教会初建时期，他把居比路的家产、房产全部卖掉，然后奉献给教会。
At the inception of the founding of the church in Jerusalem, what he did was to sell all of his property that he had possessed in Cyprus, and he gave it all to the church.
而且巴拿巴是一个很能够安慰人、鼓励人、帮助人成长的一个教会的领袖。
And he was also a great church leader in terms of helping people to grow and encouraging believers.
这是神给他一个特别的一个属灵分辨的那个能力。
And that's the kind of gift, a gift of discernment, spiritual discernment that the Lord blessed Barnabas with.
当别人包括其他的使徒都不敢接纳刚刚重生的保罗的时候，哎，巴拿巴能够认出哈。保罗真的重生了，他虽然以前逼迫教会，但如今圣灵已经得到他，他已经重生了。
Look at an example, a good example of Barnabas' spiritual discernment. When all of the believers, including the apostles, were not able to accept and believe, actually, Paul or Saul had been born again and was a true believer. It was only Barnabas who was able and did receive Paul as his brother.
你看他一到这个安提阿以后，他说看见他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩就欢喜啊，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
And this is a description that captures what we are talking about. Back to the scripture, when Barnabas arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts.
这里说他能看见神的恩典，弟兄姐妹，你能看到别人身上的神的恩典吗
？The description uses a verb, to see. Well, let me challenge you, brothers and sisters. Can you see the grace of God?
你能看见说神在这个弟兄在那个姊妹身上的那个作为吗
？Would you be able to discern the work of the Lord in that brother, in that sister?
当神的灵在我们身上的时候，我们就能够看见哈，这是一种神给这个巴拿巴一种很特别的、很突出的一个特点啊，他能够看见神在这批信徒身上的作为。
And if we are able to see that if the Lord's hand is upon us, we'll be able to see all of this as they saw the kind of Barnabas that they had.
这时候安提阿的教会他们没有什么名气，也没有使徒在他们当中，他们那一批信主不久的基督徒啊，凭着这个对神的爱啊，他们传福音建教会哈、啊、后来巴拿巴也帮助他们去建立起来哈、啊、所以这些的门徒不是完整的完全的啊、哦、但是巴拿巴的眼光是看在神在这一批初信的弟兄姐妹勇敢传福音的门徒身上的恩典。
Look at it this way, from the perspective of what was missing from this crowd, from this group of believers. At the time, they were not known, they didn't enjoy a reputation, the church was not well established. However, in the eyes of Barnabas, such a group that of believers God would bless through his prayers.
他就欢喜啊，他跟神一起喜乐，看到这一批人凭着单纯的信心能够为主所使用，当然他要发挥他的恩赐啊，继续去劝勉他们，鼓励他们，陪伴他们，去挨家挨户的去探访，去建立他们。巴拿巴在安提阿教会的发展过程当中起了非常关键的作用。
And what a great role that Barnabas played in the establishingand founding and growth of the church in Antioch. What others may have missed, he discerned from the Spirit that this is the group of people he would, and he did help with and encourage in their growth through maturity.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人。
Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
神与他同在，哈，圣灵充满，哈，神也使用他的服事，他的劝勉，他的陪伴，他的建造，他的鼓励，哈，使这个教会得刚强，以至于更多的人进入到教会当中。
And the Lord put to great use this Barnabas in terms of in helping, encouraging, being with them, accompanying with them in their growth as the church matured.
所以大家看到，在教会的稳定成长的过程中，这个劝勉、关怀、这个鼓励的恩赐是何等的重要。
As we stand here as witnesses as well, how important it is to have the gift of caring, of encouraging, of helping as a church grow.
前面那一批人很有传福音的恩赐，很勇敢，很有这个神的同在哈，这是教会的前门大开，让人进来。
And as to the first batch of the believers, oh, this is the open opening of the door of the church, welcoming all to walk in. And that was done by the first group of people, believers here.
但是这一批的同工需要被人鼓励，需要被人建造，需要有人去花时间去陪伴他们。否则的话，教会的前门大开，后门也会大开。哈，人从前门进来，待一段时间就会离开的。
And then do not rest assured the back door might get opened up if we do not end up encouraging this first of, group of workers, co-workers. They need to be encouraged. We need to help them, to walk with them, to pray with them. Otherwise, we're going to lose people who came in the front door and might disappear at the, front, at the back end.
这些很热心的初信的弟兄姐妹、门徒，很用心的去摆上，但是呢，需要有人去兼顾他们，否则时间久了，他们就会觉得很疲累。
Of course, we don't want them to get burned out. The first group of people preaching the gospel, they might get discouraged if we don't come alongside of them to help and to encourage along.
所以神大大的使用。 巴拿巴的啊，他这种的恩赐赐福他的服事，让教会里面的人得以稳固以后呢，更多的人进入到教会当中。And
that is exactly what Barnabas people wanted.
许多人就归服了主。
That is what Barnabas did to try to stabilize, to build up, and to secure the founding of the church. For the next leg of their spiritual journey, that's what we have: God's presence, and blessed with the Holy Spirit, and a great number was added onto the church.
那巴拿巴还有一个优点，就是他发觉他的局限性，他有自知之明。And
Barnabas was also known for the next characteristic. He knew. His own limits.
所以这时候第三波的成长是谁带来的呢？他去找大树的那个保罗，把他找来。大树的保罗进到安提阿之后，保罗和巴拿巴花整整一年的时间教训了许多的门徒，让教会能够继续的成长。And
that takes us to the third wave where we have Barnabas having discovered his own limitations. When about searching, seeking out of Paul, and together with Paul, Barnabas and Paul taught in the church at Antioch for a whole year.
他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。And
this is what happened scripture. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for a whole year, Barnabas and Paul and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
第一波传福音带来人数的增长。
The first wave resulted in the increased number of believers for the church.
第二波借着这个巴拿巴的劝勉兼顾，更多的人进入教会，数量的增长。
And the second witnessed the incoming of more people believing with Barnabas helping and encouraging.
第四波是借着保罗和巴拿巴专心的教导神的话语，让人生命品质的质量的成长。
The third refers to the growth not only in quantity but also in quality as Barnabas and Saul helped with the spiritual growth and maturity of the believers who came.
所以巴拿巴是很有自知之明的哈，他知道他这方面不是他最有的长处。
And Barnabas knew his limits in terms of teaching, which was not necessarily his forte. He knew it.
但他是一个忠心的仆人，他是好人哈，圣经给他的评价哈。
He was a good man.
所以他很忠心的摆上自己。
He was a faithful minister, and he gave it all that he had.
呀，经常去探访人呐，去教导啊，去开同工祷告会啊，出信造就，他做了很多。
Went around visiting, caring ministry, and home visitations. He did a lot of that.
但可能有一天他突然发觉，这样做下去不行啊，越来越多的人需要造就，需要成长，我需要帮手。
And one day it would happen, and it did with Barnabas, for example. He had discovered probably that he was not enough. He didn't have it to help people to mature.
所以他就往大树去找扫罗。
And that was the reason he went to Tarsus, seeking after Saul.
大家有没有觉得奇怪？他需要帮助，他为什么不回耶路撒冷？
Would you have thought about the question? Why didn't Barnabas went back seeking help from the church in Jerusalem?
他从耶路撒冷出来，而且耶路撒冷教会派他到安提阿。他需要帮手的时候，应该很自然地回耶路撒冷找帮手。That's
where he came from. That's where he got sent. He ran into a particular need. He should have gone back to where he came from, right? For help.
这个地方体现出巴拿巴有这个属灵的分辨力。他从耶路撒冷教会出来，他知道耶路撒冷教会当时的光景。So
this is where we can say this is proof evidence of Barnabas' spiritual discernment, because he must have known the situation and the problems the church in Jerusalem was faced with.
耶路撒冷教会当时的状况，如果真的派人来到安提阿，未必能够起到好的帮助的作用。Had
they sent messengers or workers or ministers from the church in Jerusalem onto the church Antioch, probably no good results would be gained.
巴拿巴很清晰地看到神在安提阿做一件。 比在耶路撒冷做的更新的一件事。He
clearly saw and experienced a new thing that was being done by God that would not have been done otherwise.
这时候他就想到，这个人要来，他一定能够在安提阿的教会当中起到非常重要的建造的作用，就是保罗。It
must have been a situation where Barnabas realized that there was such a person who would lend his help greatly to the establishing of the believers in the church in Antioch, and that was Saul.
这时候的保罗已经跟他出信很热心，那时候受到很多抵挡的保罗已经不一样了。And
this Saul or Paul that we have at this time in this sequence. He was very different now.
这应该是在他重生、得救、蒙召之后，大概八九年的时间过去。
This is a time frame that we were advanced to about 8 or 9 years after the initial conversion of Saul.
这时候的保罗不仅有从神直接来的真理的启示。
Not only had Paul received the revelation of the truth directly from the Lord.
更经过这些年在大马士革城，在耶路撒冷城，以及回到大树以后这么多年来服事的磨练之后，他有相知匹配的一个生命的成熟度。And
also throughout the years of experience, Paul or Saul must have gained the measure of maturity needed exactly. By the believers in the church in Antioch, through his experience first in Jerusalem, and then followed in Tarsus.
所以前面的八九年哈，保罗算是一个等待一个安静期哈，但从这时候开始，从安提阿开始哈，他就能够在主的引导之下，充分的发挥神给他的这种教导、传福音、建造教会的恩赐。
So we may say that for the first couple of years, nine years after his conversion, Paul had been well prepared for the teaching and encouraging and building up of the believers in Antioch later on. And he was quite mature.
扫罗保罗被找到安提阿之后，他们这一年的功夫当中，带来整个教会啊生命品质的成长、成熟啊，更多成熟的门徒被建造起来。
So the spiritual growth in quantity as well as in quantity of the number of believers and ministers as well as the quality we owe to the joint efforts of Barnabas and Saul who had taught for 1 year.
好，随之这一段的圣经又记载了啊安提阿教会的第四波的成长。
Then this portion of the scripture gives us the record as to the fourth wave of church growth.
以外邦人为主的安提阿的教会哈，在得知耶路撒冷犹大地的教会有困难的时候，他们甘心情愿的奉献金钱去帮助哈他们的母会。
This is marked by the free will offering.By the believers in the church in Antioch, upon hearing of the dire straits, the poor saints, believers in the church in Jerusalem had been suffering, had come under, and they started making offers.
所以当那些日子哈，有几个先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿。内中有一位名叫雅加布站起来借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，这是到格老牛年间果然有了。
And this is what we have from the scripture. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them named Agabus stood up and through the spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world.This happened during the reign of Claudius.
于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱。注意啊，他们只是听了先知的预言啊，这件事情还没有发生的时候，他们就凭着信心将受，然后就照着圣灵的引导去行了哈。他们就开始尽着自己的能力，照着个人能力去捐钱，送去供给住在犹大的弟兄。他们就这样行。把捐向托拔那巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
Let's look at the scripture. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help. Let's note this, that this is only a prophecy from Agabus. It was not happening yet, but they were convinced. They had the spirits telling them to get ready and.The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help. This is what they did vis-a-vis free will offering for the poor saints in Jerusalem church. And for the brothers and sisters living in Judea, this they did, sending their gifts to the elders of Barnabas and Saul.
这样的奉献，我想不光是哈帮助了一个有需要的一个教会，更重要的是对耶路撒冷这个教会哈产生一个极大的一个激励的作用。
It's not only just providing material help, but rather, look at it this way, the spiritual impact and in terms of encouraging the believers in Jerusalem church.
对耶路撒冷以犹太人为主的教会产生了一个极大的一个在认识神的旨意和做事的事情上一个极大的一个提醒和帮助。
This in particular against the backdrop of a predominantly Gentile church providing help.Therefore, encouragement as to an understanding of the will of God as to a church predominantly with predominantly Jewish believers, as to understand the salvation plan of God and the will of God.
因为在还在不久之前，耶路撒冷的教会包括这些使徒还在怀疑哈，外邦人也能够直接得救吗？
It did not. It wasn't long ago. The apostles and disciples in Jerusalem, they even doubted whether salvation will come to Gentiles.
如今，这个外邦为主的教会开始奉献，反过来帮助他们，让他们知道，哦，原来在主的爱当中，无论是犹太人、外邦人，真的是在主里面是一家人。
But right now, situation is presented before them, and even predominantly, a Gentile believers' church was helping out with believers in Jerusalem.
Antioch was a very prosperous, very affluent
city. Antioch was marked for its prosperity and wealth.
So, here the church, here the saints, can willingly give what they have to help those in need.借着圣灵结出好果子。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can see that they were willing to share what they had, helping others. And this is the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we see.
所以这安提阿这四波的教会的成长，我们看到哈，因为他们忠心的使用他们四种的恩赐，以至于这个教会能够这样的蒙神的祝福。
And then just a little review of the four, total of four waves of the spread of the gospel. And we come to this issue of four actually gifts that the Lord has blessed the church with.
当传福音的恩赐、劝勉的恩赐、教导恩赐、施舍的恩赐都在这个教会里被充分的使用的时候，这就成了一个蒙福的一个健康的教会。
And that marks a blessed a church. If we can see those four gifts, gifts of spreading the gospel, of encouraging, teaching, and giving.
传福音啊，教会的建立啊，人数的增长，一定是从这儿开始。
We got to start with preaching of the gospel to set up the church. So this is our first stop.
一个教会要蒙福，一定有。弟兄姐妹啊，啊，全教会一直持续不断的来见证耶稣基督的救赎。
It's got to be a continuous effort at preaching the gospel, at witnessing conversion after conversion to establish a church. And we've got to witness a group of ministers raised up by the Lord in this way.
这是主的心意。主从天上看下来，在寻找这样的基督徒，寻找这样的教会。他把什么样的恩赐、能力、祝福降下来，就看这些人有没有忠心的持守上帝所托付给我们的传福音的大使命的责任。
And think about it, it is rather indicative of the heart of God from above, that He wants conversion of man, and man to be saved, and He blesses us with gifts as such.
以前我给大家讲过故事，说在中国山东有一个姊妹，75岁哈，这个天天出去到小区去传福音哈。最近我也看到在台湾的有个姊妹，跟她很像啊。
I used to share with you about a 75-year-old sister doing this street preaching in China. Lately, I have a new discovery of another sister, but in Taiwan.With powers to preach.
这个姊妹叫谢秀桂姊妹啊，73岁了啊。她来自这个教会叫卓越男子行道会。
This is her name is 秀桂谢 and she's part of the church as well. This is I don't know how to translate it, but extraordinary 新子
男子
男啊
哦男子其实是不是高雄的一个区？台湾的姊妹弟兄姐妹你们知道啊，是高雄的一个教会。那他今年73岁了啊，他在过去8年当中，他的教会在哪里呢？在公园里面。
She's been doing this for the last 8 years, and she's 73. Where is this church? The church is situated in the midst of the park.
8年，他去这个公园啊。不停歇的，每隔2周就在那里办这个查经班。
And she would go and every other week, she would hold a Bible study in the park.
八年当中有上百人啊，在这个室外的公园里的教会受洗。
No less than 100 people having been trained, the gospel preached to them, were converted and going through.
记得四年前我们开始幸福小组服事的时候，我们听到也是高雄的哈，高雄的这个幸福教会的同工跟我们分享。
And I still remember about 4 years ago, that was the first time I heard about the sharing of a happiness group and ministry from people from that part of Taiwan.
有一个分享我印象非常深刻，相信参加那次培训的弟兄姐妹同工们也印象深刻，就是关于白乌鸦的故事。
I'm sure you guys, some of you have similar experience that I remember. I was very impressed with a testimony by the story of white crows.
在这个高雄的福气教会哈，他们有个同工分享，他说：“哎，我走各地的教会，发觉这教会都不传福音了，天下乌鸦一般黑。”
This is, as the story goes, and the one who gave the testimony said from that church, well, I've been through all of the churches, and this is someone from the Blessed Church, that's the name of the church. And that person said, I've been around all churches and walking around, and what marks them, what makes them, what's common about them, that they don't preach the gospel. So it's like they're all black crows.Black clothes,
然后到这个高雄遇到这一批的弟兄姐妹，哇，他们专心传福音哈，他们不是黑乌鸦，他们是白乌鸦。
And as that believer, you know, testifying, went, arrived in the park, for example, in Kaohsiung, and discovered the group of people here, and that believer said, oh, not all crows are black.All over the world, there are some white ones.
但其实我这几年哈，大陆也去，在北美也听到看到哈，其实到处都有忠心传福音的白乌鸦。
Yeah, needless to say that I've been around both here and abroad in China and elsewhere. There are a lot of people who are white crows preaching the gospel. There are a lot of them doing the preaching.
在我们教会，在我们当中就有很多这样好的榜样。
And there are many good examples among us.
我也祈求求神哈，在我们当中兴起更多的白乌鸦来。
And this is my prayer to raise up more white crows among us.
但这个恩赐啊，一定要配搭起来哈。传福音很好，但是光靠传福音，我们就讲说前门大开，但是我们需要其他的哈，劝慰的。教导的、奉献的、服事的各样的恩赐配搭起来，才能够建造一个持续成长的哈、稳定的、健康的教会。
I've got to say that to become a healthy church, we got to have matching gifts, so to speak. We can certainly go for spreading the gospel, preaching the gospel.But make sure that people don't come in front door and leave at the back. We need the matching gifts, for example, encouraging, teaching, giving to make it work.
在传福音的同时，我们很需要像巴拿巴这样的同工被兴起。
We need the raising up of a lot of co-workers who are just like Barnabas.
大家会注意哈，在整个安提阿教会成长的过程中，起的最关键作用的其实是巴拿巴。
You look at the entirety of the growth and maturity of the church in Antioch. Who made the most contribution? It was Barnabas.
他像一个吸铁石，他像一个这个胶水一样哈，把各方面的资源都整合在一起。
He was like a sort of a magnet or glue that.That drew all talents together.
他了解犹太人的背景，他也了解外邦人的背景。他能够把这个不同背景的人能够聚在一个教会当中。
He understands the Jews, and he was one of them, and he also he knew Gentiles.
他也知道保罗的恩赐，所以他能够把保罗叫来，哈，带来这个第三波教会的成长。
And he knew, of course, the gifts Paul had received, those he believed would be put to great use for the growth and maturity of the church.
他又像一个搭桥的人，在耶路撒冷教会和安提阿教会的之间，哈，搭起一个桥梁，把安提阿教会的资源送到这个耶路撒冷，建立那里的教会。
And he also functioned as sort of a bridge builder, bridging the need of Jerusalem with offerings, free offerings from the Antioch church.
所以后来当圣灵差派巴拿巴和保罗出去宣教的时候，他们第一站去哪里？去居比路，就是巴拿巴的老家。
So look at the Pauline missionary journeys as we have it. Where did they go? Barnabas and Saul or Paul? What was their first stop? Cyprus. That's where Barnabas was born.
我们需要传福音的恩赐，我们也需要劝慰的恩赐，我们更需要教导的恩赐。
So we certainly need the gift of preaching the gospel and encouraging people, and also we really need the gift of teaching.The scripture.
借着中心系统持续不断的圣经的教导、啊、教训督责使人归正教导人学义预备属神的人行各样的善事、啊、教导非常的重要
we need this the gift of teaching faithful ministry and a systematic teaching of the scripturefor rebuking and encouraging and preparing for every good work that we are called to do.
把我们有的心甘情愿拿出来给出去哈，施比受更加有福，这是我们需要。
And we need to give free will offering as what we have. And that's what we need to do.
所以在安提阿教会当中，我们看到这样一个很好的一个榜样啊。在一个健康的教会中，当每个人都发挥从神而来的恩赐，各尽其职的时候，教会中得救的人数和生命的品质就会不断的成长成熟，结出好果子来。
This is what we have about having Barnabas as an exemplary church, and a healthy church when everyone uses their gifts from God to serve faithfully. More people will be brought to the Lord. And meanwhile, their spiritual life will continue to grow and mature, bearing good fruits, both in quantity and quality.
所有的恩赐都是神来的。
All gifts are from God.
教会的主凭自己的心意，借着圣灵，把各样的恩赐赐给我们不同的人。
The Lord of the church wills it, with the dispensation of spiritual gifts.To anyone as he pleases.
神给我们属灵的恩赐是为了服事建造教会的。
In order to serve and mature, grow a church.
我们不需要用我们的恩赐互相比较啊，突出自己啊，而是彼此欣赏。
There is no need to compare our gifts against others. Rather, we should admire each other for their gifts from God.
互相补足。
To make up for what is lacking in the other,
肢体之间彼此的相顾，来用恩赐彼此来服侍。
To care for one another, to help along one another.
看我们的教会哈，神真的是恩待我们，各样的恩赐一无所缺。
And look at us, our church has all of the gifts from God.
那盼望神在新的一年到来的时候哈，继续的来赐福我们。也让我们众同工弟兄姐妹能够心甘情愿的哈，好好的使用我们各自的恩赐，一起来建造一个健康的荣耀神的教会。
We are a complete church gifted with everything from God, so I encourage and look forward to co-working and ministering with all of you, and encourage all of you will work together using our gifts for His glory and to build up this church in the.In the coming new year.
呀，最后跟大家分享两个小故事哈，啊，作为今天信息的结束。
Lastly, I want to wrap up with sharing two little stories as a conclusion.
都是最近发生的。
They both happened.
大家还记得2023年我们为小老虎奉献吗？
Do you still remember we made offerings to little tigers in 23.
9位来自中国大陆和韩国的这些年轻的宣教士，都20几岁、30几岁的哈，他们接受宣教士的训练，在泰国清迈，我们让大家知道他们的需要哈，我们当中的弟兄姐妹甘心情愿的奉献支持他们的宣教士的训练。
You still remember there was a total of 9 little tigers, young ministers, missionaries, who were in the range, the age range of early 20, I mean 20s and 30s, and we prayed for them for their training in Thailand, and that was followed by a round of free will offering in support of their training.
今年二月份，经过这个六个月、五六个月的集中的培训，他们9位都毕业了。Through
intensive training, the first round, and now they graduated back in February.
上个星期我收到其中的一位王弟兄的 email.
Received an email last week from one of them, Brother Wang.
他请求我们为他的工作代祷。
He had a prayer request that we pray for his ministry.
他现在在老挝，台湾的弟兄姐妹叫辽国，在那里在做宣教的工作，跨文化宣教。
He's been doing cross-cultural ministry in the country of the Laos.
圣诞节他们要办特别的福音聚会，要向辽国的人和老挝的人去传福音。
They have a special event during the upcoming Christmas holiday. He is planning to preach the gospel to the locals.
收到他传来的信息，我心里充满感恩。我们借着我们的奉献，借着我们的祷告，能跟老挝的宣教师配搭，在那里来为主去做见证。
What a joy to knowing that whom we supported. We supported the minister, and he was doing the work of God in the Laos.
第二个小故事是这个Lillian姊妹。The
second story is about Sister Lillian.
她是出生在美国的第二代华人 ABC.
She was born here, and she is an ABC.
父母是香港来的华人。
Parents came from China.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Yeah. I mean. Hong Kong,
大学期间，莉莲姊妹呢就去短宣，到这个赞比亚去短宣。
There was a time that she went on a short-term mission.
她第一次从赞比亚短宣回来，回到美国机场下了飞机的时候，她就不停地流眼泪。
And that was in Zambia where she was called the first time around. But upon her arrival back in the States, the first thing was she started crying.
看到在世界上还有这么多贫穷的人、贫穷的孩子，他心里就非常的有负担。
Her heart was cut to the core.
所以她不断的每年这个暑假短宣都去赞比亚。
She kept thinking about the poverty that has stricken the children in particular.
短宣当中，她就认识了她先生的现在的丈夫，是赞比亚当地的一个宣教师。
So every year thereafter, she kept going back to the country of Zambia, and throughout the missionary journey, short-term missions, she ran into who now is her husband, this brother.
现在他们孩子已经两三岁了，小孩子，儿子，一个儿子。
They have a son, a blessing, who is 2 or 3 years old.
大家看这张照片，很年轻、很阳光的一个大概现在也只有30。 岁出头的一个年轻女孩子，在赞比亚服侍当中却得了红斑狼疮这个病。
Look at this face, the picture of our sister. She's young, her life full of vitality, full of sunshine. But unfortunately, she came down with lupus while serving.
而且这一两年，她这个病情就有一点恶化。你看她是音乐家，她以前弹钢琴弹得非常好。 手指变形啊，脸上都这个长各种各样的这个疮，是非常难过的一种病。
Just think about it. She was a trained pianist, and young as she was, with the progression of the disease, lupus, she started having or severe symptoms, with her face scarred and her fingers not able to play piano.
因为她这个皮肤和关节的问题，她有段时间她没办法自理哈，穿衣服啊这些正常的东西她自己都做不了，她先生来帮助她。
Because of the problems that she had with her skin, and also her fingers, and she was not able to care for herself.
所以今年她回到美国治病的时候，她父母就很心疼这个女儿哈，就劝她就不要回赞比亚。
Upon her return to the States for treatment, her parents really were heartbroken, and they wanted her to stay in the States without returning.
但莉莉最后还是回到赞比亚，她对她的父母讲说：“我的家在那里，啊，神给我的施工在那里。她有一个梦想，要在那里建一个500人的小学，帮助当地。” 最贫穷的这些孩子能够有机会受教育，能够听到福音。And
but this is what she said to her parents. My home is in Zambia. My ministry is in Zambia. And I have hope. And I have a prayer. I want to set up a school that would be able to house 500 children as students. I will. Provide that for the poorest among the children in Zambia. I want them to hear the gospel.
所以他回到赞比亚以后，就发出一封的代祷信。哈，我们收到这封代祷信是关于他的医疗的费用。哈，过以后这一两年当中，他需要大概将近20,000美金的医疗的费用。
Upon her return to Zambia, she emailed us. With that email, came a request. As to her medical condition and cost of treatment for the next year or so or two, the total medical expense for her treatment and recovery amounted to about $10,000 or $20,000.
所以我们收到这封代祷信以后，就跟大家分享，大家一起为他们祷告，一起为他奉献。
And with that email, we started. Sharing with believers in our church, and we started interceding for her as to offerings as well.
所以这是前两天哈，莉莲姊妹发给我们的一封 email.
And this is the email I received a couple of days ago regarding all of this.
她说，汤姆牧师，我们将于6月份返回美国。
And in the email she says, Pastor Tom. We'll be returning to the States in July.
我们正考虑去马里兰州进行为期2到3天的访问。
We're thinking about a short visit to the state of Maryland, maybe 2 or 3 days.
你们祷告小组的许多人都慷慨解囊。
And those in your prayer group made free will offerings for my treatment.
我知道这些弟兄姐妹来自美国很多地方。
I know they are from all over the United States.
但是我们希望有机会与尽可能多的人面对面的交流。
We really hope sincerely it will be face to face with a lot of them.
你认为这个安排是有可能的吗？
Do you think it's possible to arrange? Is it possible to arrange all of this?
大家觉得这样的安排可不可以啊？
What's your take on it? Do you think it's all right?
当然可以。
Of course we should.
我们能够跟在前线最前线啊，可以说在世界上最贫穷的国家之一，的最贫穷的人当中啊，不仅能够帮助这些孩子们的教育，而且能够让他们能够听到耶稣基督的爱啊，这样的机会是我们的福分。
Oh, this is our blessing actually to co-work with someone who devoted her life in a country where poverty is extreme, where she wants to serve solely to raise them up out of the poverty and give them the gospel.
明年的6月24号到27号啊，莉莲姊妹和她的先生带着他们的小孩子会来到我们当中哈，有机会跟我们在一起聚会。
Coming next year, July 24th and 25th, Lillian will come among us with her husband and her child.
感谢主哈，借着弟兄姐妹过去这一两年当中哈，就是在奉献的事情上啊，支持宣教的事情上的甘心情愿的摆上，我们看到有这么多的好果子已经结出来。
Thank you, Lord, and praise Him for the generosity you manifested in terms of free offerings to them.
愿主继续赐福我们，赐福我们的教会。
May the Lord continue His blessings on all of us and our church.
让耶稣基督的形象荣耀借着我们能够不断地彰显出来。
So the glory, image of the Lord Jesus Christ will continuously be manifested in us.
我们唱这首回应的诗歌，主我愿像你。
As we sing this response hymn, Oh, to be more like you.